fully fund mental health services now. Mary Finch, East London Socialist Party. Stigma around mental health is decreasing, and that's definitely a good thing. But it's not nearly enough when services are being cut to the bone and most of us have been left without crucial lifelines. It's not an exaggeration, people are dying because of the mental health crisis. It's led to such a drastic rise in suicides that the Tories were forced to appoint a new minister on World Mental Health Day to deal with the emergency. Suicide Prevention Minister Jackie Doyle-Price has backed cuts which have decimated local services, including mental health support. Doyle-Price has also consistently voted to attack welfare, 91 times according to website They Work For You. The link between benefit cuts and mental health problems has been well documented. The Tories hope they can distract people from their role in exacerbating, even causing, this crisis. Cuts and privatization in the NHS have smashed counseling and support services. It's standard for people to wait months or even years to access crucial therapy. Plenty are bounced around different services, each with very specific requirements designed to limit the number who try to access them. Ending the mental health crisis isn't just about services. It's crucial to fight stigma. Encouraging people to talk about their experiences is just one part. We need resources to educate people about the symptoms of mental illness, so they can recognize it in themselves and seek support. Take obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, for example. How is someone supposed to recognize actual OCD symptoms, terrible intrusive thoughts and anxiety, when they are consistently told it's just about being clean and tidy? We can't rely on charities to spread awareness and understanding of mental illness. It has to be a public service. For that to happen, austerity must end.